Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God again for another week, another month that God has been good to us and kept us. Amen. Allowed us to come into your hearts and into your homes over the airways. Thanking and praising God for being in our right mind, having a sound mind, having a reasonable portion of health and strength. We bring to you tonight the Mind of Christ Covenant broadcast. And we thank and praise God for what he's done and for what he's doing even now. Amen. God has been good to us, and we're glad about it. We owe God praise. We owe him thanks tonight for all that he's done. I just want to continue just a little bit on a few weeks ago. I was led, as the broadcast was coming on, I was led to go into prayer. And I began to pray, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move, and what he gave and spoke into my spirit, and what I began to pray was, Lord, send a fresh wave of holiness that we need. We're in need of a fresh wave of holiness. So many things have transpired. So many things are taking place. So many different doctrines. So many different things that about knowledge of self. So many different doctrines and different things are coming forth, and teachings are going forth. The bottom line is, it's holiness or hell. That's how we were raised. That's how we were brought up. And if you want to question how we were raised and brought up and say that it didn't take all that, and they were not as learned or knowledgeable of the truth, and they didn't have the books and things to study and read as we do. Okay, the simplest thing to do, if there's any doubt or question in your mind, is not to run to listen to some man tell you, or to pick up some strange book. Amen. There's nothing wrong with reading other materials other than the Bible to gain knowledge. But in your reading and in our reading and researching and studying the Word of God, or studying and reading these other books, amen, to gain knowledge, the bottom line is, the Bible tells us to acknowledge him, or to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, to acknowledge him, and he would direct our path. And so many have gone astray or have wandered from the truth. So many have left the true meaning or the true in-depth dwelling of the Holy Ghost, and have begun to entertain familiar spirits that lead and tell them other things contrary to what the Lord God is saying. Find it interesting that we find it easy to listen to people or to things other than listening to God. We will read and research and seek people and seek books and other truths and other ways, but we won't seek God, the true and living God. You have some that even say that he's not real, that he does not exist. But if you call on him, he is faithful and just to answer. If you seek him, you will find him. He is a God that cannot lie. Man will lie to you. Man has lied to us. Man has lied. Books have lied, or twisted, or left out some truths, or did not tell the clear truth of a thing. But the Lord God, Jehovah, the Almighty, some call him Allah, some call him Jah, some call him Jehovah, some call him the Great Spirit in the sky. But whatever you call him or label him, however you refer to him or the name that you've given him, you can call on him, and he is faithful and just to answer. And on tonight, the conclusion of the fresh wave of holiness found Ephesians, the fourth chapter, 23 through 32, and Hebrews 12. And I'll begin reading at Hebrews 12, if you will, 10 through 16. And it says, "For they fairly are for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness." "Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but it is grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Verse 14, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright." I want to throw this scripture in there if I can, and if I will, Isaiah 35:8. And it says, "And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein." Ephesians 4, I'm trying to get all my scriptures in so we can begin to go into this. Ephesians 4:23. Let's go up to the 22nd verse, "That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Last verse, 32, says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. A fresh wave of holiness is needed because of the straying away of God's people from the truth. You see, we try to live any kind of way, and we want it to be, or we feel God should accept you. We come from laying out on prostrate and crying out to God on our face before the Lord, to staying on our knees in prayer. And after we praying and talking, we staying there waiting to hear from the Lord. Fasting and praying and seeking the face of God. So now we feel that it's not all that's not necessary, that it doesn't take all that. The scripture tells us that gifts come without repentance. So many different individuals have different gifts. They're allowing their gifts or their ability to be able to allow their gifts to flow through them to be an excuse or a pass, if you will, to not have to seek the face of God. You see, living a holy life before the Lord calls for sacrifice. It calls for sacrifice. It calls for suffering. This is a suffering way. This is a persecuting way. This is a trying way, because this is a holy way. He said in his word that if you're going to name the name of the Lord and be identified with him, if you're going to bear the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, you have to suffer persecution, suffering that goes along with this way, whether it's affliction in your body or being afflicted to suffering from persecution, being lied on and talked about and mistreated, being abused or being pushed to the side, ignored or overlooked or being slighted, if you will. Things that the enemy knows and that God knows that presses us. We've got to understand that we are so quick sometimes that to accuse the enemy or the devil of doing things to us. Things don't go our way, the way we feel they should go, we're quick to identify those things that are going contrary to what we feel they should go, and we're quick to identify them or to label them that is nothing but the enemy. How many of you have been guilty of that? Because I know I have. Walking before the Lord and praying and seeking the face of the Lord and crying out to God and knowing that I'm living a godly life before him and trying to please him in my daily walk. And then things begin to go certain ways or things begin to happen or to fall out of place seemingly that was in place fell out of place, and things that we feel should not take place are beginning to happen. Things that we wonder, why is this here? Why is this coming? Why is this going on? We forget that the scripture tells us that we're going to suffer these things in this walk. You see, holiness is God's nature. And to partake of God's holiness is to partake of his holy nature. The need to be sanctified unto God's new covenant so that we could partake of God's holy nature. For that purpose, persecution is aroused. And persecution is aroused to discipline us that we might be sanctified from the common. All the time things happen, it's not always the enemy. But there are times when the Lord will suffer us to go through certain things, to shape us and to mold us and to form us and to get us fit for the kingdom, to have us prepared for the kingdom. He said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. Timothy, in the book of Timothy, it says, I reckon that the sufferings of this present world are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. We've got to get out of ourselves, always feeling and thinking that it is the enemy that's doing it, but God is allowing us to go through, to shape us and to mold us and preparing us for what is to come. We've got to understand that the Lord is in control of everything. And that he is the one that permits and allows. He's the one that gives the permission for things to happen. He's the one that sets in motion certain things to get us ready. When he senses or he sees that we have things in our life that don't need to be, and he's trying to bring us to a closer place, to another realm in him, then there comes a time when certain things will come to try us, to rub us, to scrape us, to prepare us, to get us ready for the greater things that the Lord has in store. We've got to be able to know and to sense and to see things begin to take place, to recognize when things begin to take place. This must be the Lord getting me ready for something greater. But there are moments when things come and we tend to fall out. We tend to fall apart. We get uncomfortable and we get discouraged, or we find ourselves in a place of stressing and worrying, or even allowing that thing or that individual to push us to a limit or to a place where we should not go and to be. The Bible says to be angry, but sin not. Because I'm shaping you, I'm preparing you, I'm molding you. And there are things that come that will anger us and upset us. But he said, it's okay to be angry. He never said not to be angry. He said, be angry. Go ahead and be angry. He said, but don't allow your anger to cause you to sin. Don't allow yourself to be so angry to where you forget who you are in God. Holiness brings us to a place closer to God, to where we begin to even think like him. He said in his word that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts not our thoughts. But the closer we get to God and the holiness of God, and we begin to take on the holiness of God, we begin to take on his attributes, his ways. We even act like, begin to carry and take on his demeanor, his ways, how he is, how who he is. And we begin to walk in holiness. We begin to think in holiness. We begin to act in holiness. Our speaking even becomes holy. The way we dress even becomes holy. You see, holiness carries a lot of weight. So much weight, so much so that there are individuals and certain people don't want to carry that type of weight. They don't want to live holy because it's too heavy for them to live holy. What do you mean by too heavy for them to live holy? Well, holiness calls for us to be conscious of our mindset. Holiness causes us to be conscious of the way we carry ourselves, the places we go, the things we say. Holiness causes us to be conscious of the things we wear, how we dress, how we carry ourselves. There was a time in the day when you knew, you recognized, you could tell who was holy. Folk labeled certain individuals as holy rollers because of their lifestyle and the way they dressed and the way they carried themselves. There was a time when the holiness of holy people had respect of the world. They had respect of the sinner man and of the world. They respected them. And they knew that those individuals were close to God. And if you loved God and had any respect for God, you had respect for his people. But we've allowed so much to go on. We've allowed ourselves to come so far from true holiness. What God is calling for. We dress any old kind of way. We begin to take on the look of the world. There was a time when we dressed differently and the world knew us apart from them. We were set aside. That's what sanctification does and holiness does. It sets you aside and it makes you different from the world. You come out of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We've been sanctified. We are holy now. We've been set aside. So the way I used to talk, I don't talk that way. The way I used to act, I don't act that way. The way I used to live, I don't live that way. The way I used to dress, I don't dress that way. I don't take on and become comfortable and complacent with looking like the world. And I know I'm going to catch a little flack from this, but it's all right. The women shaving their heads and cutting their hair, looking like the world. Nails so long and so sparkly and bling-blingy, looking like the world. Having on, wearing certain clothing and things that will hug their shape, cause them to be more of a sexual object, trying to bring out their sex appeal and their beauty of their sexuality as opposed to drawing attention to God. Men, you're no better. we've gotten so vain in what we have and what we have attained and where we have arrived and what we have gained along the way. We've gotten so vain that we boast and brag about the money we have, the clothes we wear, the shoes we wear, what we're riding in, what we're driving. We've gotten so vain and so caught up into foolishness and vainness that the enemy has crept in. The enemy has boldly walked right in because we're caught up into ourselves and into the flesh to the point where we don't desire to live holy anymore. We become comfortable with living the lifestyles that we live so that we can do the things and look the way that we desire to look. Even though we're living in a different day and time now, holiness has never changed. We have changed, but holiness has never changed. The Lord said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I change not. How I am, who I am, what I stand for, and what I am is the same. It does not change, and it will not change. And if you claim me, and you are walking around carrying my name, there is a way that you must live. The scripture says there is a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof. It seemeth right. There's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death, because we have strayed away from the true holiness, the true word of God, what holiness really means, sanctification and holiness as unto the Lord. The Lord has stressed many times in his word, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holy in what you do, in your walk, in your talk, in your everyday. Be ye holy, for I am holy. So how do we feel that God is speaking to us every day? How do you feel that you think that God is going to speak to you on a daily, but every day God is speaking to you, God is speaking to you, and you're not living a holy life? If the prophets and the men and women of God of old had to live a certain way and be a certain way for God to deal and speak to them, but now all of a sudden, he's just speaking like he's talking to somebody on an everyday basis, like that's your homie. But we got to live holy. The body of Christ must come back to the way God wants us to be. We need a fresh wave of holiness. We need to go back on our knees. We need to shut into our closets. We need to push our plates back and go back before the Lord and seek the holiness of God. And ask God to come in and let the true fresh wave of holiness sweep over this land and over the body of everywhere. We've got to live holy. If we plan to go back with him when he comes, we've got to be holy. Lord, send a fresh wave of holiness that we can be what you would have us to be and walk where you would have us to walk, that your people will see the light shining in us and desire to come back to you because of the life that we live before them. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. May the Lord continue to bless and keep you as we enter into a new week, is my prayer in Jesus' name.